You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
On LA Talk Radio, the country's most listened to internet talk radio station. That's me, Dr. Michelle. We're here for the next hour or so. Welcome to my couch. And get ready to hear some straight talk about men and how they really think about women and relationships. I want to tell you something here. In so many of my therapy sessions, you know, when I'm helping people with relationship issues, I hear so many women say to me, my guy was such a dog because he cheated on me and he lied to me and he's always looking at other women. He's a dog, I tell you. You know what I'm talking about. Well, my special guest today, author Greg Sain, says, yeah, you know, it's true. All men are dogs. Now, this man has the audacity to come out and be real, keeping it real. And his book is called Woof Woof, Real Talk for Women About Men. We're going to pull him up here on the air. Greg, hello, how are you?
Excellent. How are you doing, Doctor?
Good. It's so nice to have you back on the air with me.
Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. It's always a pleasure. We always have fun.
Yeah, it's always a good time.
And I want to tell you out there that Greg is also a Grammy Award-winning songwriter, singer, producer, publisher, fabulous musician. He owns his own business, and he's an author as well. His latest book is Woof Woof, Real Talk for Women About Men, and we're talking about it right now. Greg, what were you thinking when you wrote this book? What the heck is going on here? What inspired you to
do this? You know, being a musician, and that's an excellent question, actually, because I've heard it a few times. Being a musician, I've traveled the world a couple of times. And it's for some reason, men and women treat me like a bartender. And it's the oddest thing. People who have never seen me before tell me their whole life story.
So you're like their therapist.
Off the cuff. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a therapist, and I'm like, you got the wrong guy. You need to call Dr. Michelle.
There you go.
But women in general, and a lot of my female friends in particular, have a tendency to say the same things all the time about the men in their lives. And finally, I just really got tired of hearing it.
Yeah.
And say, okay, it's time for you guys to hear exactly how this works. Because somebody's been feeding you a load of crap. So you need to know really how we work, how we think. And let me preface. This is just my opinion based on my life experiences, and I've had a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is it in stone? Is it the Word of God? No, I don't know. But all I know is from what I see and what I hear and see the same questions and same scenarios played out every day. And when I try to tell people the truth about it, sometimes you're not ready for it. But I just decided to put it out there and see what happens.
And it's not only your life experience of traveling the world and meeting so many people and hearing so many women and men talk about their relationship stuff, but it's all you did research. You put it out on a website to gather research questions and complaints from everybody, particularly women.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, what I did was I've got a Facebook page. I got several Facebook pages, and what I did was I asked the question, if you could ask, and this is just for women, so if you could ask any question and get the real, true answer about a particular man or all men in general, what would that question be? Well, 75, maybe 100 questions later, I said it's time to write a book.
Yes.
Because I had very clear answers. The answers seemed like they just came to me. It was just inspired almost.
Yes.
Crazy. So that's how it happened. And, and from there, I put together the Facebook page, Woof Woof the Book, and I put the website together, woofwoofthebook.com. And, you know, people go there and they get the book and they read it, and next thing you know, because my number's in the book.
Yeah.
So people call me and they, you know, they want to know, what do you mean? You know, it's very simple.
Yes.
All you got to do is open your mind to it and pay attention, and you'll get it right. And the way I look at it is like this too, Dr. Michelle, in 2012 especially, in my opinion, we're in a place in this country where we don't have control over basically anything.
Yeah.
So the only thing that we can really control is our interpersonal relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that has to get stronger for our country to get stronger is the relationship between men and women.
Right.
Because that's the basis of everything.
Sure.
There's no business, there is no industry, there's no anything more important. There's no religion, there's no thought process. There is nothing more important than men and women being able to sit across from each other, stand across from each other, and be honest.
Yes. That's a good point. That really is.
I think so.
Let's try to communicate and make it work, because, you know, I know you traveling around the world, and you've heard so many stories, and, of course, the responses on your website, but, yeah, and the same thing in therapy sessions. So many people come to me, and, you know, the women, he's such a dog. But
yeah.
They mean it in a more negative way. You have some positive things to say about why men are dogs. And by the way, folks, if you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest, Greg Zane. He's the author of Woof Woof, Real Talk for Women About Men. Let me just kind of throw this in there. Since you've come out with the truth, Greg, about men, have you lost your men's club privileges? Are you in the doghouse with your buddies now?
No, I'm fine. I mean, originally I got some flack.
Yeah.
I have to say that I got some flack from a lot of guys. And what do you mean? You're going to tell them the truth. You're going to tell them the whole deal. They're not supposed to know the whole deal. And I was like, well, look, two things come into play. One, don't you think it's about time they knew the real story? Then you wouldn't have to be subversive about it.
Right.
And the second thing, let's be honest, women are going to buy it, they're going to read it, and they're going to say, nah, that ain't true, and they're going to continue doing what they already do.
Right.
There are going to be a few who are going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be a lot that are going to buy it, but there's going to be a few that are going to actually get it, and their whole lives are going to change forever with respect to relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, that's cool.
We do what we can.
Yes, you do. So you're back in the men's club again.
Yeah, I'm good.
So why are all men dogs?
Okay, first of all, let's talk about what I mean when I say that.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, who said that being a dog is a bad thing? I mean, I've never seen a cat movie. The only cat movie I've ever seen is Puss in Boots.
He's pretty cool, though.
The only cat movie I've ever seen.
Antonio Banderas is pretty cool in that, though, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Now,
yes.
Most people who like pets of any kind have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because dogs are wonderful, loyal, fun, entertaining animals.
Mm-hmm.
and men, we're exactly the same way.
They are fun, warm, and entertaining.
Right. We're very entertaining, very fun,
yes.
Lovable. And we think like dogs. We're pack animals. We never grow up. If you got a 15-year-old Labrador Retriever, he or she still thinks she can run through the woods and chase that ball until she passes out.
Mm-hmm.
She still jumps up on the couch and jumps on your lap like she's still a puppy, or he's still a puppy,
mm-hmm.
because they never grow up. Men are the same way. Men love to have fun, and women, I hate to put it this way, but women, you like to take our fun, drag it out into the woods, and shoot it.
Greg! How dare you say that? Oh, you are in deep trouble, man. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. If you want to call in women and men to bust Greg or agree with him, you can do so here. The number on LA Talk Radio is 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. So
please,
we
want to
spoil your fun, do we?
Please do, because I want to prove myself here.
Okay.
I want women to call in and deny what I'm saying or try to refute what I'm saying,
okay.
because I can clear it up in seconds.
Okay. clear it up for me right now. Clear it up. Come
right.
on, Greg.
Okay.
we're spoiling your fun because we don't want to go play or run around and chase the ball. We want to
keep
you homebound.
No, that's not it. What it is... We like different kinds of fun than most women do.
Okay.
And it may not be fun to you, but it's fun to us. Like, some guys really like video games. Mm-hmm. Most women don't.
Right.
Most guys love sports, to sit and watch it all day Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Most women don't.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you take our fun from us. That just means you either figure out a way to make that fun for you or let us have our fun. Because if you let us have our fun, we'll do fun stuff with you as well.
Okay.
Quit trying to check. But the problem is,
yep.
did you know that dog likes sports when you met him?
Right.
That's
yep.
the key point.
You're right.
It's just like dogs. If you like Labrador Retrievers and you like running and jumping through the woods and hiking and biking and all kinds of fun, crazy, outdoorsy stuff, why did you buy an English Bulldog?
Uh-huh. Right. Right. So what are some of the different traits in the men that are parallel to some of the dogs? We're getting into this a little bit. So what are some of the positive traits? And then, you know, what are some of the negative traits of the male dog, human person? And then maybe we could talk about some of the helpful hints that you give to women to train the dog. Oh, God, I hate saying
okay.
this.
Okay, easy. Okay. If a dog, okay, dogs are, here are some of the positive traits that a dog has that are identical to male traits.
Yes.
Dogs are loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Men are loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a huge difference. Hear me closely, ladies. Hear me. Don't just, you know what I mean? Don't get ready to refute me. Hear what I'm saying. There's a huge difference between faithfulness / loyalty and monogamy.
Uh-oh.
Huge difference.
Yeah. What is that?
Because the word has been used incorrectly, women have associated, and men do it too, have associated being loyal or faithful with being monogamous.
Right.
Monogamous is related to where you put your genitals.
Okay.
Faithfulness and loyalty is respect to where you put your heart and your mind.
Okay.
A man can go have sex like going to the gym. Honey, I'll be back. I'm going to the gym. I'll be back in 2 hours. A man can do that with that much detachment.
Mm-hmm.
Women can, too. They just haven't practiced it enough to get good at it. Men, we practiced it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you practice, you get better at.
Okay.
All right. Women can rarely go out and just meet a guy, have sex with him, and it'd be totally detached.
Right.
Typically, when a woman, quote unquote, cheats, it's somebody she's trying to fall in love with.
Right. Right.
If a man, quote unquote, cheats, it's somebody he's just trying to get laid with.
Right. Okay.
And if he takes it to an emotional place, it's because the emotional place is missing in his home.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We don't have extra marital, extra relationship sex because sex is missing in our home.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
We do it because it's fun.
Right.
That's simple. It doesn't get any more simple than that because it's fun. And the best thing for a woman to do is understand the nature and dynamic of man. Now, all men don't go out and have sex with other women.
That's not true. Thank you.
All men don't. But the ones that do, do it for a reason, because they're alpha dogs.
Mm-hmm. And an alpha dog, they're on the hunt.
Yeah, they're leaders of the pack. They feel in their deep primal psyche that they deserve to have sex with whoever they choose.
That's not going to fly.
Because it's either tall, dark, handsome, good-looking,
mm-hmm.
rich, affluent, influential. Some of those things, if you notice, it's hard to find a short, balding accountant who's out chasing girls.
Oops. No, I know what you mean. I mean, it's, you know,
the attraction. Because he didn't have the wherewithal.
It's the attraction.
He didn't have the confidence level.
Correct.
And he's not an alpha. Now, the bottom line is what women need to understand is what type of dog do you gravitate towards?
Right.
What is your desire? And the mistake that most women make, and this is a big one,
mm-hmm.
the mistake that most women make is they try to change themselves to suit the man in their life.
Right.
When it's the other way around.
Yes.
Women should pick a man based on exactly what she wants.
Right. And not try to change him necessarily because I see
and
this a lot.
And not try to change him. Right. Because the mistake is trying to change him. You should be trying to train him. We all need training.
But
you can't turn a pit bull into a, you can't turn a pit bull terrier into a Jack Russell terrier.
Right.
You can't turn a collie into a German shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
Right. They just have their own nature.
They are who they are.
Right. Their personality styles. So
everything, yeah.
Why do women like the bad boys like you're talking about? You know, the good looking, the charmers, you know, and they know they're bad. You know, they're always out there and they're kind of checking out other women out of the corner of their eye. And women are noticing this. And they've always got something going on. They always look good. They're dressed well. They've got talking the talk. And, you know, there's always some kind of thing going on. That's.
You just described me perfectly, Dr. Michelle. I appreciate it.
Oh, Craig, I'm shocked.
Well,
God.
Here's who I am. I am a mixed breed. I'm a German Shepherd / Labrador Retriever.
Okay.
My work defines me.
Mm-hmm.
What I do, what's important to me more than anything is having a good time, but also doing what I love to do, work related.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have a job, I work from home.
Mm.
I make sure that everything I do every day brings me pleasure of some sort, or I don't do it.
Great. Right?
But it takes courage
yes.
to say, I'm not going to go work for somebody else.
Yes.
It takes courage to say, my whole existence is dependent on what I do as a person.
Yes. Yes.
That's a German Shepherd. Now, I also like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cuddly. I love cuddling and all that kind of really nice stuff that women like. That's the Labrador Retriever part of me.
That's cool.
And I'm extremely loyal. If a woman knows that I love her,
mm-hmm.
she knows it because I show her
mm-hmm.
every day. As often as I can.
Okay.
Do I look at other women? Of course. And I tell the girl I'm with, hey, look at her. She's hot.
Yeah.
You know, but she also knows if I choose to do something sexual with that person,
yes,
I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you straight to your face, hey, I'm about to go sleep with this girl over here, so you just kind of sit tight and I'll be back shortly. No, I would never do that because that's disrespectful.
Yes.
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings just so I can be truthful. But the bottom line is I let people know in my life I've already gone through the stage in my life where I've done what other people want me to do.
Yes.
The rest of my life, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I'm not going to disrespect you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to bring any trouble or drama or problems to our home.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no telling what I'm going to do when I'm not in your presence. So the best thing for you to do is not concern yourself with it.
Because it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean a thing. Because the bottom line is if I love you, I love you for life. And the only thing that will make me stop showing you that is if you show me I need to stop.
Mm-hmm. And how would she show you that you need to stop?
By saying, you need to stop because I'm done.
Hmm. Okay.
Because when women are done, they're done.
Right.
And typically they're not done unless they got somebody else. So if a woman tells me, I'm done, I know she's got somebody else.
Really?
You in her heart.
Yeah.
She's got somebody in her heart.
Okay. So do you think women...
I wouldn't care if my girlfriend's gone right now. I wouldn't care if she was having sex with 10 dudes right now.
No, you are
lying. Know, I'm telling you, this is what I've learned in my life.
Okay.
I know for a fact that if she was doing that right now, she'll be home around dinner time.
But aren't you...
She's going to be home.
Aren't you thinking things? I mean, if I was that cool, you know, as you would like your lady to say, you know, I know you're going to do what you're going to do, just don't bring it home. I'd be thinking, okay, wait a minute, is he going to bring home an STD? Is he going to fall?
I said I wasn't going to bring anything home. I said I wasn't going to bring anything home.
Are you going to fall for
nothing.
Somebody else? Is there somebody else
I'm
actually?
I'm not going to bring anything home that would hurt my home. This is my castle. And around my castle is a big, giant moat.
Yes.
And the drawbridge is rarely down.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my sanctum. This is my inner sanctum. This is my... what is Superman's place was called? Fortress of Solitude.
There you go.
This is where I am.
That's right.
So, and as a musician, I'm out in a crazy world. The
yes.
musician world is crazy.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're exposed to the entertainment people, you know.
Right.
Yeah, there's women in every...
So when I'm in that world, when I'm in that world, I don't, you know, I do what musicians do. I do the goofy, crazy stuff that musicians do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I come home, I'm Greg Sane.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in, on stage, I'm G Sharp. That's my stage name.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Sylvester Stallone is a very soft, gentle man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when he's Rambo, he's Rambo.
Okay,
that's just the way it is. But as far as men in general are concerned, we're very simplistic. We want certain things in our lives to be that way, and occasionally we have to. Be subversive, or we have to straight out lie to be who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not fair because women are allowed to be who they are, but what they've allowed men in the male culture to dictate what's real and what's not for them.
Right.
Yeah.
We've got to start telling the truth, Doc.
Yeah.
It's just all there is to it. We got to just start telling the truth.
But don't you
women
think a lot of women would be nasty?
Man,
yeah.
Pick the man that suits you best.
Okay.
Pick the dog breed that has the traits you like.
Yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And train us properly. We would not know anything if you didn't train us.
Okay.
Your job is to train us. If it wasn't for our moms and our sisters and our aunts and our girlfriends and our wives, we would never know anything. We would all sit on the couch with the same underwear on and starve to death because we wouldn't know how to cook for ourselves or not.
Oh, great. That's
We'd be screwed. We'd be screwed. But
you'd be playing video
women
games.
Women have made us better. Women have made us better.
Well, we certainly have. Right? I agree with you.
Of course. I mean,
but
think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it. The symbiotic relationship between man and dog has made dog and man better, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right. Now, it's the same thing with man and woman. The symbiotic relationship between man and woman has made man and woman better.
Yes.
But it only gets better if she's willing to train me. Don't come into, don't expect me to know exactly what it is you want or desire just because you're a woman.
Okay.
Because I don't know specifically.
So you're
saying, have to be specific.
Okay. Be specific and tell their man exactly sort of what they expect in the relationship. Right?
Yes.
And what about nagging? Doesn't that translate into nagging sometimes?
What is nagging? It doesn't, the word nagging come off as negative?
Mm-hmm.
Then don't do it.
Okay.
So, I learned something a long time ago about women, and women need to learn it about us. Here's what I learned about women.
Mm-hmm.
If she likes it, do it. If she doesn't like it, don't do it.
That's simple. But there
the best information is right. Always simple.
But isn't there resentment in guys if they're holding back from, you know, they keep holding back and to not do something that they would really like to do because they know that their woman wouldn't want them to do it? Isn't there resentment that builds up? I'm just talking from a psychological point of view here.
Of course.
And then they
of
just,
course. There's
they're
always
gone.
Always resentment when you're not allowed to be free. You're not allowed to be yourself.
Yeah.
Especially when you're not allowing yourself to be yourself because of somebody else. And they're not even imposing that on you. You're imposing it on you from them. So it's misdirected in every way.
Okay. You know, if you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, and my special guest today is Greg Zane. He's the author of the book Woof Woof, Real Talk for Women About Men. And Greg, by the way, he's also a Grammy Award-winning songwriter, singer, producer, publisher. You've heard his music. Come on, guys. You know that. He owns his own business. He did a lot of research on women throughout his years as well, talking to women and men alike. Got a lot of information about what women want, what men need, and wrote this book to help you out, to help you women understand men a little better so you can train them. If you'd like to call in, please feel free to 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. I have the email up here that is a direct connection here to the website page for On the Couch, and it's docmichelle@aol.com. That's docmichelle@aol.com. You can write me immediately. I encourage you to do so. A lot of people prefer to do that because they don't want to put their voice on the air because they're at work or something, watching or listening to the show and watching a game on their computer while they're doing their work. So it's all good. You can email me if you'd like. I'd love to hear from you. So you say that women should train their men. Okay, and we said be more specific about what you expect or what you would like from the man. Is that part of the training? Is here's what would make me really happy or feel comfortable. So that's part of the training, a woman being specific to a man about her needs?
Yes, of course, okay. Because, I mean, it's no different than training a dog. If you want your dog to sit,
oh, God.
You don't beat around the bush about it. You just say, sit. And when he doesn't sit, you show him what you want him to do, and then you give him a treat. It's
okay.
The same thing with a guy.
All right.
It's the same thing with a guy. If you want me to do, okay, here's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
If ladies, listen. If you get up in the middle of the bathroom to go take a pee and you fall in the toilet, that means your husband, boyfriend, significant other, friend with benefit, whatever you want to call him, he doesn't let the seat down when he goes.
Correct.
So what you have to do is say, honey, I need you. I need you to let that seat down. Because when you don't let that seat down, I fall in.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
That's right.
That's not nice.
That's right.
That's not good. So please, the next time, please let the seat down.
Yes.
Okay? Thank you.
That's
and
a nice way of putting it.
Yes. Make it very clear.
And that will right? And that will train him because you're very nice, because you're being...
Right.
Right.
You're
exactly. Not yelling
then
and
we'll
going,
say,
you did it again.
In our dog mind, we'll yes. Say, okay. You know what I mean? And then we'll do it. Now, if we miss it again, then politely assess it again.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I fell in again.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to do to help you understand to keep that down, let that seat down? Mm-hmm. What do I need to do? Do you need me to put a note on the seat? What do you need me to do? And then every time we do it right,
yes.
Praise us.
Yes.
Just like you do with dogs.
Yes.
Praise us. Give us treats. We like treats, too.
Ah, okay.
All right, come back to bed and give us a big old hug. Thanks for letting the seat down, honey.
Okay.
So positive reinforcement.
Positive
just
reinforcement.
Just like a dog.
That's right. That's right.
And so, if he keeps doing it wrong, mm-hmm. then you reprimand. Mm-hmm. Look, if I come back to this bed one more time with a wet butt from falling in this toilet, I'm going to take a cup full of this toilet water, this used toilet water, mm-hmm. and pour it on your head.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to work?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. It's like putting the dog's
nose. The threat alone. It's like the threat alone would make it work.
Okay. Well, that's true.
But don't beat around the bush. Don't do it for me. Don't fall in the toilet, then get up, let the seat down, and say nothing. And then just have an attitude all night and get up in the morning with an attitude.
So be more
expressive.
That's
that passive aggressive.
Right.
Be straight.
Oh, indeed. Because don't you understand we women think that you can read our minds? Don't you understand that, Greg?
Yeah, obviously. Okay. Obviously. But no, treat us just like you treat the McDonald's drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
If you go to the McDonald's drive-thru and the person says, "Welcome to McDonald's, may I help you?" and you say nothing.
That's right.
What are you going to get?
You're going to
get nothing.
And you have to be very specific.
Right. If you also go and say, they say, "Welcome to McDonald's, may I help you?" and you say, "I'm hungry."
Yes.
They're going to say, okay, what do you want? I'm not sure.
Okay. Look at the menu.
What are you thinking? a sandwich. Okay. Anything? You know, because that's a long process. Somebody behind you is going to want to hurt you.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing with your relationships. Be specific, but you know what the real problem is, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle?
Yes.
Most women have no idea what they want.
You think?
No, they don't have a clue.
So is that because they get into the wrong relationship and they're expecting other things and they don't get the man? They have to take their time and understand who this person is they're attracted to and maybe why they're attracted to them, and then
I'm going to make it even deeper.
Okay.
I'm going to make it even deeper.
All right.
They don't need to have a man until they know what they want.
Okay. All right.
Leave us alone until you know what it is you're looking for. Don't get all dressed up and go to the bar, pick up a dude who you can tell, you can look at him and tell he's a junkyard pit bull.
Right. Yeah.
You already know it. He's a scandalous junkyard pit bull.
No.
Take him to your house at 3 a.m. He humps you like a dog. And then the next day he doesn't call you and you wonder how come he's not boyfriend material.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You knew what you were getting into going in. Quit trying to change us. Now, if you're looking for a booty call, then that's cool. I got no worries, no problems. But don't go get one expecting to turn it into a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Because the chances are very remote. It could happen, but the chances are remote. It's just like going and getting a pit bull.
Yes.
Or, okay, I hate picking on pit bulls. I love pit bull terriers. They're very intelligent. Let me get another dog. It's like going and getting a Doberman Pinscher.
Yes.
And bringing Doberman Pinschers to your house once a week, hoping you'll get one with a really soft disposition like a collie.
Yes.
Maybe you should start picking collies up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you like bad boys and collies aren't bad enough, then accept that fact and know that it's going to take you a while to find a pit bull or a Rottweiler or a dog of that nature, of that disposition. All right, or just a straight-up junkyard dog.
Mm-hmm.
You keep bringing junkyard dogs home. Understand it's going to take a few of them. You're going to get bit a few times before you find one that has a good, good personality, just accidentally have to be a good guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Understand that.
Yes, yes.
Know what you're getting into.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Right. Quit traveling east looking for a sunset.
Know what you're getting into. Well,
exactly.
Okay. If you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Greg Sane, author of the book Wolf Wolf, Real Talk for Women About Men. And Greg almost lost his privileges in the men's club because of the real deal about who men are. Greg, I have an email that came in here on DocMichelle@AOL.com. A woman who's listening to the show, her name is, she says, Dear Greg, this comes from Cheryl.
Oh, boy, here we go.
You're in trouble. You're in trouble. This comes from Cheryl. She says, I'm a very perceptive person, 28 years old, professional, been there, done that, dated a lot, ready to settle down. Why do men lie so much?
Why do men lie so much? What's her name? Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Cheryl, here's the deal. Why do men lie so much? Same reason why women lie so much. Everybody lies so much. The only thing is, what are you lying about? And if I lie about something that I think is irrelevant, you might think it's important.
Right.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
But with respect to the lies that you're referring to, and I already know what those are, we lie because, A, if you don't know me, it's none of your business. B, if we're together, I'm trying to protect your emotions because my emotions aren't connected to what you have a problem with.
Okay.
That's it, in a nutshell.
That's it.
If I'm lying to you, I'm lying to you for one of two reasons. If I'm an adult. Now, if I'm a kid, there's a third reason. But if I'm a man, a grown man, I'm lying to you because A, it's none of your business, or B, I'm trying not to hurt your feelings.
Right. So
now, if I'm a boy, the third reason is so I don't get caught.
There you go. And that's actually the case in many patients I see, Greg. Many men are still boys, and they don't want to get caught, so they lie. And maybe Cheryl's picking the wrong men. Again, maybe she's looking for, she has to really define, you know, what she wants in a man, and she's not received that information for some reason, and she needs to really check out a lot of these guys who she's been out with and be a little bit more perceptive. So, Cheryl.
Decide, Cheryl, what it is you want.
Right.
And only pick those that exemplify the traits that promote what it is you want.
Okay.
Don't pick anybody to give you something you don't already have. Just find somebody that promotes and celebrates who you really are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Period.
All right. Another email just came in from Cassie. She says, Greg, I don't think I could be with you because although you keep everything back in the home and the castle, I think you cheat, and I couldn't go for that.
That's why you're not with me, Cassie.
Okay.
See how simple that is?
That was pretty simple.
But you know what? But let me tell you how she framed that, Dr. Michelle. Here's the underlying point.
Okay.
She framed it as, I don't think I could be with you.
Yes.
Which in a deeper sense, she's saying, I'd like to, but I'm struggling with that.
Right. Right.
Because the truth of it is ringing true in her mind. The truth of it is ringing in her soul.
Mm-hmm.
But what she's been taught and trained, which is all incorrect, she's in conflict with that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word? You know, cognitive dissonance.
Yes, exactly.
That's when something you've been taught to believe doesn't fit with what you know to be true.
That's right. That's exactly right. So
that's the conflict.
Yeah.
That's the way that guys who are boys use women. That's how we're able to.
That's right.
Because we can play on your cognitive dissonance.
Mm-hmm.
We can play on what you know to be right, which is freedom for everybody to do whatever they want to do, and what you've been taught to believe, and that is, I love you, but only if.
Right.
Which means it's not love, because if it's unconditional, it's love. If it's conditional, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, folks. That'll help you out a little bit and understand, maybe. Thank you for sharing with us, Cassie.
Thanks for that.
All right. Now, we're talking about how to train particular type of men who are a particular type of dog. And you have some suggestions here in your book, Wolf Wolf, Real Talk for Women About Men, Greg. And you say some, you know, really poignant things here. You say stop, look, listen, and create. Can you define that a little bit deeper so we can learn how to train our men?
Sure. Here it is. And I'm going to write a book. I'm still working on it right now. I'm writing a book called Wolf Wolf Training Day. And it's basically a training manual.
Okay, very good.
But anyway, but stay tuned for that. But right now, to paraphrase, stop. In other words, stop arguing, for one. Stop arguing with us. Because an argument denotes that there's something that you really don't believe. You're just saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you really believed it, you could say it once and be done.
Okay.
All right. Let the seat down. Don't do it again. I'm done.
Right.
Right.
That's it.
I've got a thing that I say. That's a thing that I say to my girlfriend whenever we're having a discussion. Because we never had an argument. Wow. Whenever we have a discussion where she has something she believes and I have something I believe, I say, look, before we start this, let me say what I need to say, and I'll say what I need to say, and then I'll say out loud, I've spoken.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And what she knows that means is Greg has said all he's going to say about this. So now I have the table. I have the floor. So now my job is to either give him my argument that will either persuade him or solidify his opinion.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So then she says what she has to say. And then either we agree, because sometimes she'll state her point. And I'll say, you know what? That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on,
mm-hmm.
right? Or I'll say, I'm sticking where I am. I'm putting my foot down on this one. When I put my foot down, that means it's over. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it, and you make your decision from there.
And when you're saying that, are you explaining pretty much why you believe this?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're coming
Of course,
from...
that's the only way to eliminate arguing.
That's right. That's exactly
be,
right.
Be concise. Be clear. Be clear.
Why
be
you're
clear.
Thinking the way you're thinking, why you're doing what
right.
you're doing. Because
so sometimes I'm not clear.
Okay.
No. Most of the time I'm not clear. I'm a guy.
Yes.
sometimes I'm making it up as I go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're guys. We're dogs.
That's
just like
right.
dogs. We're weird like that.
Right.
Cats try to act. Cats act like they know what they're doing all the time, just like
yes.
women.
Yes. That's right.
I don't know what I'm doing half the time.
Okay. Right. You're going to chase the ball in the park, and then, you know, you smell...
I fall in the lake.
You smell a
I
cookie
fall in
on the
lake.
Ground.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, you stop. Okay.
Okay, I'm swimming now.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
So the women and men
stop.
Need to stop.
Stop arguing.
There you
That's
go.
First. Stop
okay.
arguing.
There you go.
Stop trying to change us.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Look.
Yes.
Look is... Look at what we do. Don't worry about what we say. We'll say anything you want us to say.
Oh, so it's the actions.
We'll say anything you want to hear.
Okay.
Our actions always speak louder than our words.
Okay. So I'll be home at 9 o'clock because I'm working late tonight. Translates into midnight. That's the look. Aha.
Yeah, it depends.
Okay.
If I say, I'm working late, that means I'm working late.
Aha.
If I tell you exactly when I'm coming home... then that's when I'm coming home.
Okay.
But if I end up being later than that, and I make no explanation, then I don't have much respect for you as a person.
That's right. So she's got to look at
you
those
know?
Actions. She's got to look at those look actions.
Look at the actions. Mm-hmm. Exactly. If I if you say, do you love me? You know what I mean, huh?
Yes,
do you
I
love
do.
Me?
Yes.
Yes,
we need
I do.
We need to hear that.
Okay. But then every time something happens, it's her fault.
That's right.
He won't help her clean up the house. He won't help her do any dishes. He won't even offer to cook something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
He won't open a door for her. He doesn't help her out of her coat. He doesn't help her put it on.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't comfort her when she's upset. He doesn't laugh with her when she's excited. Then he doesn't really love you. He's just using your home.
Yes. You know?
He's using your body. He's using your mind. He doesn't love you. You know, he knows that you need somebody in your life, so he's there for that purpose.
See, women, I hope you're listening right now because, Greg, you just clarified so much of what the book is about.
Yeah.
You're saying this is what the man is about, and you either want it or you don't. If you don't like what's happening, get out of the relationship and find someone who fits your style. Or, as you would say, breed of dog, who you can train. Now, what's the listen when you are helping women trying to train men? What's the listen part?
Listen is, when we do talk, please, please listen. Because if you hear it come out of our mouth, it's probably true.
Yes.
You may not like it, but it's probably true.
Yep.
So the only way to get real talk from men, real truth, is to quit trying to force us to talk.
Ah. So I can't say, does this dress make me look fat?
No, don't ever throw that out. That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's like taking a dog's favorite treat.
Yes.
And sitting on his nose and saying, what? Don't bite it. Don't bite it. Because what you're asking us to do is something that goes against our nature.
Yeah, that's true.
You're asking, we're visual. Men are visual.
Yes.
We are visual creatures. That's the reason why porn and strip clubs exist. Because we're visual.
Yeah, you are.
All right? The bottom line is, if you ask us some stupid question like, does this make me look fat? If I think it does, I'm going to say, yeah, it kind of does.
Well, you know.
But then I learned not to say
that's right now.
So then no matter what I say, it's not going to work.
That's right.
So don't set us up like that. Don't bait and switch us. Don't, it's entrapment.
Okay.
There's a law against that kind of thing. Don't do that.
Wouldn't that be
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I certainly do.
Man, you just struck a nerve on that one. I'm sorry.
I know. Calm down, Greg. Come on now. That was funny. You're good. We're getting close to having to wrap up here, but I want to also just briefly have you describe technique of creating. Now, this is the last technique you suggest in order to help get along with your man or train your man. Create.
Right. Create means to stop reacting.
Ah. Okay.
Stop thinking like a firefighter and think like a business owner.
Ah. Okay.
Firefighters only do something when something happens.
Right. Right.
The best fire department, I used to be a firefighter.
Oh,
the best
cool.
fire department, yes, I've got too many advantages. But anyway, a good fire department is one that does fire prevention as well as fire suppression.
Yes, yes.
So if you've got a man and you want to build the best relationship you've ever had, start creating an environment that's conducive to you being happy all the time.
That's a good one.
Stop reacting. And the reason why you react is because you don't see it coming.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
If I get into an argument with you about once a week and you start cutting me off sexually, you know, get ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get ready, because I'm going to sleep with somebody. Now, it's either going to be you or it's going to be somebody else.
There you go.
But you can't hold me hostage because you're mad.
Right.
That's retarded.
Right,
it's like...
Right.
It's like walking around with a hot burning coal in your hand, saying, when I see him, I'm going to hit him with it.
Right.
You're burning yourself up. Why? You know what I mean? It's
right.
Stupid. So create. I mean, like I said, well, let me throw the website out there first.
Yeah, please do that, Greg, because we do have to wrap up here so people can get a hold of your book, Woof Woof, Real Talk for Women About Men. And what
is that? Yes, it's at Woof Woof, W-O-O-F twice, Woof Woof, the book.
Yes.
.com.
Yes.
Because it's going to teach you how to be happy.
Right.
It's going to start out by teaching you how to be happy with yourself. Then it's going to teach you how to get that dog in your life that promotes your happiness.
That's right. And at the end of the book,
nobody's going to make you happy.
That's
you have
right.
to be happy when you come in.
That's right. And at the end of the
I see people walk around with dogs in their arm all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Those are people who need babies. They need children.
Yes.
Or you need to get some love in your life instead of trying to get this dog to. You know what I mean?
Yes,
it's like
I do.
Kids who have babies because they want somebody to love. Love yourself. It's hard enough to love yourself. Try that once.
Spoken from the words of Greg Sane. Greg, thank you so much for being on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you with me.
Anytime, Doc.
All right. Your book's great.
You know it.
All right. Take good care of yourself now, and I'll have your show up and running for... playback and download tomorrow, and anybody can contact you and get your book at that website. Have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again for being such a great sport.
Love you, sweetheart.
Love you too, Greg. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, we got a rock here. This is Dr. Michelle, and you can get off the couch if you like or stay on. Got more great programming coming up. CBS News is next as well. And do remember to take care of yourself first, because then you'll be great for other people. That's the way it works. All right, have a good one. Bye-bye.